This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
STL is Y98 in the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
Today was a big day for Kevin's family. It was Jackson's 14th birthday, your son.
Yeah.
How was the day yesterday,
Kevin? It was actually pretty good. In fact, he surprised me. He was not going to have friends over. And he had friends over.
Oh.
They actually showed up after school, stayed for a couple of hours.
What do they do? Because yesterday at this time you were talking about how they don't do anything because they just usually connect over video games. And that's how they hang out. So
well,
they just watch Jackson play video games?
Actually, they did a little bit of that, but more, they all took turns on our organ. They all started, because they're all musically talented. Most of them,
really?
Yeah, his friends all play in the band or play an instrument. So they're all messing around on the piano, either on the Casio that we've got downstairs or the organ we've got in our living room.
You had like a jam session at your house yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very Phantom of the Opera.
I'm impressed you have an organ at your house.
Yeah, well.
That is a good point. How fancy is the house,
it's
Kevin?
It's not that fancy and it's not that big.
Well, as you walk past the library, there is the grand piano.
Yeah.
The pastor that married Sarah and I had this organ in his house. It's like it's a junior organ. I don't even know what kind it is.
The organs are usually huge,
yeah,
right?
They're usually huge with a bunch of pipes and stuff like that. But this one looks like a player piano. And nobody wanted it except Sarah's mom wanted it. So naturally, we got it.
Hilarious.
And that's how we have this organ.
Little off topic, I guess, but how was the Little Caesars in the ice cream cake?
It was the food, bro.
It was tough to not eat it. That for me personally,
you didn't eat it again. Kevin is
not
Mr.
Even a piece.
Fit.
Not,
I mean, what is going on with this guy?
I did have some of the ice cream. I gotta say, you know, even though for some reason they used to have sugar-free Dilly bars. Okay,
like,
that was a thing. That was awesome. They got rid of those. Why?
So you didn't have any pizza? What did you do? Just eat celery?
Yeah, I pretty much just had the ice cream. That was my...
Kevin is Mr. Fit.
I'm working.
Wow.
I'm not Mr. Fit. Crazy.
Do you guys remember when
I'm
we
Mr.
filmed...
I want my clothes to fit.
That's funny. When you remember we filmed that video that Kevin was like, we're doing like all the summer stuff. Kevin was eating the Bluebell ice cream.
Yeah.
And he literally just...
He got it out of the trash to eat it.
Yeah, it was bad.
You've come a long way from picking ice cream out of the trash.
You know, some people call that an addict.
Yeah. You've come a long way, man.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So the good news is that there's an event coming up next weekend, Saturday, April 26th, and it is the Pan Can Purple Stride event. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like there's a lot of people that have been affected personally by pancreatic cancer. And my family, we lost a very, very, very close family friend just a few months ago who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. It doesn't even seem like even a year ago.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
There's one thing about pancreatic cancer is it works very fast and it comes out of nowhere. And, it's a very, very sad, it's a very sad diagnosis once you get it, but
how quickly you can lose a loved one.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And What's great about this event is it's continued to grow every single year, and they do it all across the country. And here it's going on at Creve Coeur Lake. And April 26th, they are going to be walking or hanging out, running. You can really do whatever you want. You show up, hang out. But it's a great event to raise money for pancreatic cancer. The team is marching for Mikey, for Mike Towerman, and Katie and Amanda Towerman. They're running the team, and it's going to be a great event. They won this locally last year by raising the most money.
That's cool.
Which was really, really awesome to be a part of. And so anything you can do to help pancreatic cancer and figuring out a cure for this, I think, goes a long way.
It's not only just like going there and raising money, but also finding a support system. A lot of things, like you talked about, Alex, it happens quickly, it spreads quickly. And so many of those people, like, they're just kind of lost, and there is something powerful about unity and people being together. And so if you're looking for a community, there sounds like April 26th is a great event at Creve Coeur Lake, and hopefully the weather turns, because we've had nothing but rain.
I know, right? You
but,
were going to bring...
You get a nice day like yesterday, it's just gorgeous.
Totally. So. Good weather's going to be there. Go to pancan.org, and you could search Marching for Mikey and join the team, or just donate. Whatever you can do helps.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Now that we got the jelly bean question out of the way, let's talk some serious Easter candy, okay? Cadbury cream eggs versus the chocolate bunny, those big chocolate bunnies. You could decide how you want the chocolate bunny. Some like it filled, some like it hollow. Cadbury cream egg versus the chocolate bunny.
This is important Easter talk. I mean, both are disgusting to me.
What?
What is wrong with you?
I hope the bunny doesn't put any of those in my basket.
Really?
Yeah. You unfortunately have probably lived my life, Hannah, where you've gotten a bad chocolate, full chocolate bunny.
No, I just don't like chocolate like that. Like, I don't like a Hershey bar, like any full form.
You're just not chocolate. Fun. That's what I heard. Okay.
If anything, if I
what
had
Easter
to
What Easter candy
pick,
do you like?
Reese's eggs.
That's the only one? I was going to have that.
You can
the winner goes against Easter eggs.
I was
going to
say, you can
Reese's.
Get a bunny like that that's even a lot better.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's
you get a Reese's
bunny egg?
Yep. Wow. No, you get a giant bunny that's a Reese's.
Kev, can you even do Easter this year with your diet?
Dang, Kev.
Thank you for low sugar candy, Easter bunny.
Okay. Are you low sugar candy? That works. Yeah.
This is a changed man. Well, can you just vote for one of these, though? Low sugar option?
I've always been a fan of the chocolate bunny. You know,
really?
even the bad ones are still, you got to have a chocolate bunny in your Easter basket.
Mm. All right.
I love the cream egg.
The cream egg? Those Cadbury cream eggs
so
are
so good.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. They're really good. Guys, I have a confession. I've never tried the cream egg.
Really?
What?
She doesn't like
anything. That makes sense for Hannah.
Yeah, she doesn't like anything with filling. She wouldn't like it. She sucks. Okay.
Do you think that those taste better because they don't put them out throughout the year? You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
Yes, 100%.
They're so good. I love a Cadbury cream egg, man. And those commercials where they're hilarious. I love those commercials. Everyone wants to be the Easter bunny. Oh, that's classic.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's take a look at what's trending. Over the course of the next two minutes, because, that's about all the time we have in our lives, we're going to scroll through the internet, doom scrolling, and Hannah tells me what stories I need to stop down and tell you details on. Like, what career has the highest divorce rate?
I guessed in the tease that it would be radio host. You said no. So my second guess is going to be a lawyer because they're good at fighting.
Oh, that was a good guess.
Shelby actually sent a text in and said pilots.
Okay, flight attendants finished three.
Ooh.
50% of flight attendants end up in divorce, their marriages.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's three. Bartenders, number two. And number one is gaming managers. Hannah should have gotten this. Casino workers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they meant like Xbox. I'm like, well, that makes sense.
No, I mean, I feel like nowadays you could be an Xbox manager, but no, I think they mean like casino, like those casino managers.
Why?
I mean, I feel like the casino life's a rough life, Hannah. You've gotten yourself into a rough life.
I'm living it, and it's pretty damn good. Other than the fact I've lost like the past three times I've gone, but whatever.
Least divorce jobs, physical scientists, medical and life scientists, so anything in the science profession, and clergy.
Oh, yeah.
Top three.
Yeah, I would
what
imagine.
What is that?
I'd imagine clergy.
Church. church. You work at the church.
Oh.
Doesn't mean you're not a priest, but you just work for the church at some point. Okay, you're less likely to get divorced. Nearly half of Americans are skipping this for Easter.
What?
Dying eggs. 47%
We can't get them.
Yeah, 47% of Americans said we're not going to dye eggs
this year. Are they switching to the potatoes? Or no,
this is the number one thing people are switching to, and it's because there's a big push for it. Do you want to know what it is?
What?
Marshmallows.
Oh!
That's fun.
Yeah, Jetpuff has pushed, like, hey, buy marshmallows and paint them. Use dye, paint, and have some fun painting marshmallows. And people are like, you know what? That's cool. We could do it. They actually released a special Easter marshmallow decorating kit at Walmart.com for you to get. Instead of Easter eggs, just go with marshmallows.
All right.
Yeah.
And probably are better because who likes hard-boiled eggs afterwards?
Right.
They just sit there.
Eat the dyed Easter egg?
People do.
Yeah, you use
it. Well, no one does. They just sit there. They think they're going to, and they just sit there. Yep. But people would eat the marshmallows. I'd eat some of the marshmallows.
Can you eat it with dye on it?
Yeah.
I guess you don't have to do the whole vinegar thing, right?
Yeah, it's like food coloring.
Right,
Yeah, we're just breaking down our Easter
eggs. All right. Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool. All right, Rachel, you ready to take on Hannah?
Yeah.
You've played many times and kicked her butt many times, haven't you, Rachel?
Rachel's a seasoned pro.
Yeah. All right, Hannah, you get on out of here and watch Rachel just dominate you. All right, Rachel, I'm going to give you the first question. It has something to do with that we talked about on the show. It's which character did Leslie Odom Jr. play in Hamilton?
I don't know.
No. Oh, do you want to phone a friend like AB?
Yes.
Aaron Burr.
We're going to count it, okay?
Okay.
Tomorrow, a new song will drop from the two singers of If I Had Some Help. They're going to collaborate again. Who are they?
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
Yes, there we go. This singer was hospitalized after half his face suffered from paralysis.
Oh, I just read this article. Was it Kendrick Lamar?
No, it wasn't, but good guys. Which country music artist announced he lost almost 200 pounds?
Jelly Roll.
And then which singer just had a skin of her become available in Fortnite?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. 4 out of 5. Nice. Only missed that one. With the singer, let's see if Hannah gets it. Let's see if Hannah was paying attention to AB's favorite musical here.
Yeah.
One song away, we'll find out how Hannah does on Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool! All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Rachel just got done crushing Hannah's Homeschool. Asked her 5 pop culture questions. Rachel, how many did you get right?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, only missed one. And one of them is going to test your friendship with AB and to see if you were actually listening to us on this show.
Okay, I'm scared.
And that's the question right off the bat. Hannah does get the point for her record if she ties. So we got to get at least 4 out of 5. We talked about Hamilton yesterday, right?
We did.
We talked about the character that Leslie Odom Jr. will play. Which character? Leslie Odom Jr. coming back to Broadway for...
She said it once and she said it so fast.
A limited 12-week run. This is a big deal. Who is the character?
Said it once.
She said it once.
She said it one time, and it was quick.
I think she actually went on a whole rant about how this is a bigger deal than Hamilton himself returning.
Exactly,
this is the biggest deal in the world.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I think she actually talked about it for 25 minutes straight.
Yeah. Keegan?
Keegan.
What? That's right. Keegan. Yeah, Keegan.
Good old Keegan. Uh-huh.
So close. Yeah, Aaron Burr. Close.
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
What?
Can't miss from the rest of the way on out. We're in the game here, Rachel. She wasn't listening to
right,
her friend.
Let's go.
Tomorrow, a song will drop with these two singers. They're going to collaborate again. They collaborated on the first song, If I Had Some Help. Who are they?
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
Okay. That is correct. This singer was hospitalized after half his face suffered from paralysis.
Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas X. That is correct.
That was it.
That is the one question Rachel missed. Okay. Which country music artist announced he lost almost 200 pounds?
Jelly Roll.
All right. It all comes down to this final question.
Woo!
Which singer just had a skin of her become available in Fortnite?
Miss Sabrina Carpenter.
Boom!
Nice job, Hannah.
Only question you missed is what your friend was obsessed about and talked about for 20 minutes in the studio. Clearly, you do not pay attention to
that. All right.
You might have won Hannah's homeschool, but you lost a friend today. Rachel, you have to say it. I know it makes my heart broken.
That's all right. This is Rachel, and I was schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
We have the Megamind question of the day. According to statistics, we buy enough of this every year in America to wrap it around the earth 5 times.
I'm so confident in my answer. I'm going to say charging cords, like for your phone.
Ooh.
Mm.
Good guess.
I think it's toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Alex.
I mean, I guess I'll go with aluminum foil.
Aluminum foil.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clearly on a foil roll of anymore. Some sort, but I think people use foil all the time.
All right.
I was going to say paper towels, but that's feeling a little boring, so I'm trying to think of something
else. It's not boring, yeah. Mix it up a little bit.
Mm.
You got nothing, don't you?
I got nothing, clearly.
Paper towels, your final answer?
I guess.
It's correct.
Are you serious?
What? No, no, no.
Oh my gosh.
No, no.
That was going to make my day.
No.
No, no, no.
I was mad. I totally believed you.
It is not. Okay, we buy this enough every year in America to wrap around the earth more than 5 times. I'll give you a hint. Now, this time of the year is about the time when people start buying it.
That answer is coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. We buy this as Americans so much that you can wrap it around Earth 5 times. What is it?
MJ texted in and said mulch. Hunter said packaging tape. Jen says bubble wrap. Dustin says eggs. I think that's a really good guess for right now.
I did give you the hint that it's, you know, purchased right around now. Yeah.
Saline says peeps. Ew. Teacher Suzanne says plastic Easter eggs. Jules says hot dogs. Weed eater string.
Boom. Ooh. Someone got it. Wow. There it is.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. According to statistics, we buy in America so much weed whacker string that you could wrap it around the earth 5 times.
I respect that.
I didn't know. I knew it was popular.
No, it is. It's tough too because like... Well, mine's supposed to, like, I guess be the one where you, like, hit it on the ground.
Yeah, and it's supposed to extend.
Yeah,
whatever,
I never,
yeah.
I honestly, it
Same
never
Same problem.
Works. Yep, so never. I have to go manually pull the string
yep,
out
exactly.
every time.
So
reload
annoying.
It.
Yeah, guy problems.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on.
I don't even know. When someone said weed eater string, I thought that was a bad word.
Mega Minds.
Let's go, a little throwback. B.I.G., commercial free. On the Brett Maga Show, Kevin is now taking matters into his own hands. He has a public complaint with the city because it is literally almost impossible to get into work, except for somehow AB doesn't see it, which I don't get. But Kevin, what has become an issue?
There is a pothole in front of our garage entrance here at 1220 Olive. And it's one of those things that has just been a problem, and not just for me, for several other people in this building. They've noticed it. So much so that I was talking with our security guard, Tammy, and Tammy pointed me into the right direction on how you can get this complaint fixed, where you can go to make your complaint heard.
Tammy had advice for you?
Tammy had advice, and Tammy also said she sent other people there as well, and I believe she too went to this website. It's called Sinweb, C-I-N-W-E-B, at stlouis-mo.gov. And you look up your problem, and mine was a pothole in a residential area.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote, hello, there is a pothole in front of the garage entrance at 1220 Olive. And you type it all in, you give your information and whatever, where my information, and I give my email, and then they send back a request, and you can always check the status of what's going on every time. Well, they're still checking on this status, but at least it's in the hands of people who check on things like this. I don't know how long it takes to get a pothole fixed.
Well, I pray to God the person checking on the status is not AB, because this thing is huge.
It's gaping.
And AB is like, guys, why do you guys keep complaining about it?
Yeah, you guys keep talking about it. And so I was like, okay. And I've been very aware when I pull into the garage, okay, pothole. And so I've noticed it.
You like, literally almost get a flat tire.
You watch TV when you drive.
Guys, I think unless I was completely still asleep when I drove in, guys, I think the pothole was fixed today.
I was going to say, I noticed something this morning.
I want to
run out of the studio.
I'm going to go down after this break, and I'm going to take a picture.
Yes.
I think that they fixed the pothole.
I noticed it this morning, too. I was like, wait a second. That did not feel the same. Maybe I went in on a different angle. That was my immediate thought. I was like, there's no way it's fixed, because as of this morning, looking at the status, it says still pending. It has not been.
Oh.
So maybe somebody did what I talked about
maybe
doing.
It's pending.
Kevin was going to bring his own gravel.
He was going to go out there.
Breaking news.
But I think it's fixed.
I think you're right.
Okay.
I think you're right.
All right. Do you think you can get down there and back in 4 minutes?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Okay. We're going to test it. We're going to update you on is the pothole fixed? Alex is already out of the studio. Look at this. Alex and AB have sprinted. I don't know why he's bringing AB. She didn't even see it the first time. And we'll update you. And then if you've ever gotten something fixed because you complained to City Hall, let us know. Breaking news. We have an update on the pothole. Has anyone out there, though, if you're just listening right now, anyone out there actually complained to, like, City Hall, a mayor, congressperson, actually got something done because of it. 314-531-9898. Because Kevin did. He filed a public complaint. Shout out to security guard Tammy.
Yes, for telling me the website to go to.
Where did you go, Kev?
I went to the SynWeb website. You can find it. And, you know, I mean, you actually just Google how do I fix a pothole or, you know, who do I talk to about getting a pothole fixed?
Kevin, there are potholes everywhere. There's no way this works. There's no way it ever gets filled in. 314-531-9898. But then Alex goes, actually, Kevin, now that you mentioned that you had filed your public complaint, I felt like the pothole was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Alex went down there and checked during the song, and
AB's never going to experience the pothole because it has been filled.
Yes! No way!
It has been filled.
You're a hero!
Kevin, you went to the man. The man fixed it.
Kevin's complaints have been heard and addressed.
Wow. Vote, people, vote, because the mayor will do things. Oh my God. Kevin was screaming at the mayor on election day.
I just got sworn in like yesterday.
Do you remember Kevin screaming at the mayor at the top of his lungs?
Let's give a shout out to new mayor Kara Spencer.
Yeah, because listen to Kevin.
On her platform, it was, we'll get the potholes fixed. Well, man.
Took no time.
2 days into office, boom.
She heard Kevin. Wow. Kevin was like, what did you say was my favorite quote? Kevin literally on the radio goes, we're across the street from the mayor's office. I know you see me.
I know you can see the pothole from the office. She must have seen it.
She did.
Mm-hmm. She got it done.
Wow.
Nice and smooth.
Wow. It was smooth?
Yeah, it was not. We tested it out to make sure it was all, you know, all good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, oh man.
In my whole entire life, I don't know anyone who's ever complained to anyone and gotten any results. But then, AB, didn't you complain? You didn't get results, did you?
I got results.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
We're making the world a better place.
Like, on the side of the road by my parents' house where it gets, like, so much traffic, there were just these concrete blocks they kept putting in. So in our, like, neighborhood app, which is such a Karen thing to do.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, go to this link and complain about it. So I went to the link and I complained about it, and they're taking them out.
Shut up.
No way. Wow.
Man. We need to start complaining to the government more.
Exactly.
It's us. We have so much power. We have all the power. If you have a complaint that you want us to file, we will do it, and we promise change. Or if you are listening right now and you have publicly filed a complaint and it got changed, 314-531-9898.
Okay, so are we going to work on tariffs next? Is that our thing?
We'll make a change. Hannah, someone texted in something crazy?
Yeah.
Don't tell us what it is. Just tell us what it is right after Sam Smith and Normani. We'll take your calls on this on Y98 St. Louis. Still commercial free. Everyone's kind of dancing with the stranger because you're sitting in your car. You're probably dancing commercial freestyle to the Brett Manga Show all together. So just look at somebody in the car and go, oh, yeah, we're all probably listening to the same song. We appreciate you. And we appreciate Kevin, the city hero, making change happen. Kevin filed a public complaint about a pothole as we go into the office. You really felt like you were just like diving into the Grand Canyon every single time you went into work, and you were risking your tire every single day. And Kevin filed a complaint, and that pothole has been fixed. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, you're welcome.
And massive celebration.
I want to thank our security guard, Tammy, again, for pointing me in the right direction on who I needed to talk to make this change effective. And I'll be, man, in just a couple of days, things got fixed.
2028.
Unbelievable.
Kevin and Tammy are going to be on the ticket, guys. Running for president.
Yeah, that's right.
Kevin and Tammy at your next debate. Wait for those two, man, on the ticket. Hannah, people are saying they need Kevin from other things or what?
I mean, yeah. Well, one person said this is why I voted for Kevin and AB, if you remember our political races back then.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So someone brought that back up.
Hannah and I would have not gotten your bottle fixed.
That's for sure. But if anybody here in the studio faced any damage, we got a text saying there was a pothole in the city my brother and about 7 other cars hit. The city ended up fixing the pothole, and everyone actually got a small amount of money back towards fixing their cars.
Oh, wow.
So maybe that's our next step.
Maybe that
is
sounds like it was a single.
Yeah, that's...
My goodness.
I've had a lot of issues.
So is this one at 1220.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I need a whole new car. It's just been a big issue.
Right.
I see. Kevin, I feel like you're a miracle worker, but Katie's like, this isn't a big deal. You've gotten a pothole fix? Shut up. No way.
Oh, yeah, multiple times. So I used to commute down like Carondelet, like off of 55 down to... I don't remember the roads. I don't work over that way anymore.
You're good.
But the potholes would be so bad. It's like Mario Kart. So one day I called and I was like, who fixes these? This is insane. And every time, so I called and they fixed them the next day. And so then, wow. You know, a few months later, potholes were bad again. And so I called again 4 times over like 4 years. And every time I called, the very next day, they were fixing those holes.
Man.
You can't provide specific locations. So between like this road and this road, you can't just say down Carondelet the whole way. They're like, no, we need roads. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll give you roads.
Wow.
Man.
Protect and serve. They need that.
No doubt.
This really is good information, Katie. I'm not going to lie. This was great. But why are you doing this to Kevin? Kevin thinks he's a hero right now. You're like, Katie's like, I did it 4 times.
Easy. No problem.
I just got in the car and I caught the tail end of it, so I didn't hear what Kevin did. Oh, but so I'll be on the ticket too.
This is how it works. So you get into office and you can just hire all your friends right. And like spots and things like that. So it's gonna be Kevin and Tammy, and then all of a sudden Katie's working.
Yeah, exactly. It's how I work. Don't vote for me. I will tell you who to vote for, and that's Katie.
Yeah. Patrick, you actually have been in office 23 years, and all the complaints come to you, huh?
Yeah, they call up with the normal stuff like potholes, stormwater damage, some trees that got to be done after a big thunderstorm.
Do you guys do anything with that information, or you're just like, a bunch of Karens?
Put it in the file.
Well, a lot of times we have it set up in our city where we put, if the elected official puts in a concern, it's called a governmental concern, and then staff gets back to us within 48 hours or so. But sometimes we can handle it ourselves. Like in February, I had a senior citizen because of the plow blocked the driveway, so I went over there and dug that out. There's been other times where people went ahead and called me, the senior. She said, I need a light bulb changed in my vaulted ceiling. And I said, well, I know the fire department does. So I called them up, and she told me the next day that within 10 minutes they were out there. The one concern I couldn't get fixed is right when I got in office in 2002, somebody called me up and said, you know, I'm going to Washington, D.C. in a month, and I need tickets to the White House tour. Can you get them for me? And I couldn't do that. Sorry. I mean,
Patrick, I have no idea, but I mean, there's just like something about your voice that feels like this guy gets stuff done.
Yeah, I need to start.
In our city, we got a lot of longevity in the elected officials, and the fact that we get things done too is a testament that our neighboring cities, they get a lot of people coming to their public meetings complaining all the time. We hardly get anybody ever. We might see 6 people in a year come to our meetings, and I mean, we're a city of 60,000 people, so it's not like there's not things that need to be done, but the staff does a great job, and they have trust in us.
People don't trust politicians, Patrick, but I trust Patrick.
Yeah, and thank you, Patrick, for doing what you do, because I think people are like me. They don't know who to go to get something done, but if you go to the right people, like a Patrick, things get done.
That's what happens. I mean, actually, just bring your complaints to us. We'll get it done for you.
Yeah, we'll do something with it.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So yesterday we talked about Morgan Wallen, and today I have even bigger news about him. I know this is Hannah's Hollywood hashtag, so of course we have to do Morgan Wallen.
Oh,
so
great.
Big news about him coming in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So honestly, yesterday was just like a really long day for me. So I was scrolling through Instagram, not really like looking through anything too deep. But I noticed that everyone kept reposting this picture of a race car. And finally, after hitting like 6 of them in a row, I finally clicked on it. And I'm really glad I did, because it was Morgan Wallen's album release information. I was like, okay, this is for me. So no wonder it was everywhere. And obviously, like, we knew Morgan has been like working on something. It would be in the works. But holy cow, it has been confirmed. He has 37 new songs on this puppy. And the collabs are collabing. Post Malone, Eric Church, Hardy, Ernst, and the best of all, Tate McRae.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So everyone had speculated this will be his first female collaboration. And so people kept guessing, and he finally commented back saying, none of you have gotten it right. And so then everyone's like, I bet it's Tate McRae. I don't know why. Then they're like, it's got to be Tate McRae. And ends up being Tate McRae. Cool collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Everyone's going to say I'm drinking the Haterade on Morgan Wallen, but I'm about to drink a huge glass of Haterade. Why are we celebrating this guy's first female collaboration? Like, This shows
what do you,
you
mean?
Because he's a tool. He's never collaborated with women before because he's a tool. He always collaborates with men. And now he finally collaborates with women and we highlight him.
And so now we say he's doing it wrong?
No, I just feel like he should have always been collaborating with women. I think he didn't collaborate with women on purpose.
I don't know that it was for purpose. I just don't know that he was at that point in his career.
No.
I like what Brett's saying about this.
Thank you. Everyone's like, I can't believe he's finally going to give a female a chance. Like, what? Like, to me, it's like he's so behind the times.
Okay, he did stuff wrong in the past. He's trying to change, and still, people like
you. You can't win because you have a female, and then you're like, well, why is this the first one? And then you don't have a female, and you're like, well, why doesn't he have one? So you really can't win in this situation.
I think it's cool that he's got Tate McRae.
No, you're not happy.
We're just celebrating him like it's like he did something special. Like, he gave a one. Like,
I'm happy. I'm celebrating this because it's my two favorite artists coming together. So I'm so excited. But yeah, like AB said, like I said. No, you don't get to celebrate this collab. Honestly, I don't even want you to listen to this damn song because you're not appreciative of it. I'm super excited. This comes out in less than a month. Super excited. Brett, I'm done with you. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
Fair.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Okay, this is what we want you to do. You tell us something that happened on your wedding day, and then we will guess if you are still married or not. 314-531-9898. We want you just to tell us about your wedding. We're going to take a guess. Happily ever after. Told us that should have been a sign. Reason I thought of this is a woman, a bride, accidentally takes sleeping pills on her wedding day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, and she did it when she was like opening up a bottle of champagne. Some of her bridesmaids were like, crack open a bottle of champagne. And her makeup artist, who is a nurse, said, hey, like when she hurt herself, like she smacked herself in the forehead with the opening of the bottle of champagne. And so then her bridesmaid was a nurse, like, oh, I have like pain medicine in my.
Was her friend's fault?
Yeah. Well, not really her friend's fault. It was her fault. I guess she's like, it's in my bag. And she grabbed the wrong thing.
Wait, are they sleeping or pain pills?
No, she went to go grab pain pills.
Like Advil.
And accidentally grabbed sleeping pills.
Oh, wow.
Took them. And she's like, which pill? She's like, I'm drowsy. Like, what's going on? Like, oh my God, you took the wrong pills.
One time I took sleeping pills instead of my Adderall.
Yeah.
It was an awful day.
She said it was. She was so like really trying to not make it. She was like just barely getting through the day.
One time I ate a gummy worm thinking it was a real gummy and it was inedible.
It was inedible? No way. Is that a true story?
Wow. Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God!
Wow. It's not a pill, but I mean, it's the same. Exactly. It's the same, you know, same effect, I suppose.
I OD'd on Flintstone chewables when I was 5. That's actually true. I took a whole bottle. Yeah,
Kevin, this is just a confessional now.
Because right. We're supposed to confess what's happening. We're guessing. Everyone's like, actually, I'm glad this woman actually took sleeping pills. I've been meaning to come clean about some stuff.
You have to go to the hospital. They pump your stomach.
We had some stuff on our chest.
They had to pump your stomach of Flintstone gummies.
It was the 70s, man. You know, everybody was watching Emergency. That's what you did.
I was just taught to toss some water on your face, look yourself in the mirror, and just say, you're going to be all right.
Y'all.
It'll work itself out.
I did not see this coming.
No one's calling now.
Everyone was like, I'm glad you brought this up. So this is what you can do. You can tell us about your wedding day, and we will guess if you're still married or not. 314-531-9898. Was it like a bad omen or a good omen? Or you could just confess some stuff you have on your chest.
Right.
You ever accidentally take some drugs?
I've never accidentally taken drugs, no. Or is that the question?
No, but have you purposely? You really highlighted accidentally there. Like, I've never accidentally taken drugs.
I'm not even going to say anything.
Hannah's mom is like, oh my God, my daughter.
No. The only thing I was going to say was Anna's Adderall.
Wow, this really is a confessional.
And you just like throw your drug dealer under the bus. Like, yo, Anna.
I'm prescribed.
But she's not. That's, and she just threw you under the bus. Like, it got it from AB.
I get
that's called a,
now.
That's called a drug deal.
That's right.
Yeah. You just
that's like, never prescribed happened. Too.
Yeah, you just went after AB
that
on,
never
your,
happened.
On your confession. You're like, actually, she's a drug dealer. Okay, so whatever you need to confess. 314-531-9898. Who knows who's calling in next? What happened on your wedding day? Was it a bad omen or a good omen? Something strange or interesting happened on your wedding day? And we'll guess what if you're still married or not. 314-531-9898. This all started because a bride accidentally took sleeping pills on her wedding day. She went to go take some pain medicine after she had an issue with... I mean, she had a day. I mean, she went to go pop open the champagne and hit her in the head, and then she was like, oh my God, I got a headache. I'm bruised. Can I get some pain medicine? Pain medicine ended up being sleeping pills. And then the entire Bread Maga show is like... This kind of happened to me.
This is right. Nothing. Yeah,
yeah. I have some confessions to make. Exactly. I've accidentally taken edibles. I've accidentally taken sleeping pills. I accidentally overdosed before on Flintstones vitamins.
Those were good, though, Kev.
They were,
those were great.
Those
exactly. I don't blame you.
My kids are, like, obsessed with them. They're always, like, so asking good. For right? more of them.
Just be careful.
Yeah, you better lock them up.
Yeah, man. I got to get you away from them because then Hannah confessed that you're a drug dealer.
That was a lie.
We admit nothing.
Amy, you're a wedding photographer, so you have a couple of different scenarios where we can hear about people's weddings and then guess if they made it or not, huh?
Yes. So I've seen it all at this point.
I bet you have. Give us one bride's story. Tell us their story. We're going to go around the room and guess if they made it or not.
Okay, so bride number one, she had a beautiful wedding, a very expensive venue, wedding planner, everything. She, the morning of her wedding, she was known for getting a nervous stomach. And so when I showed up, one of the first things that she said was, I think I need to go to the bathroom and throw up a little bit. And I said, all right, you do you. Have at it. And so they all were kind of just teasing her because that's her stomach whenever she gets nervous. So we got through the champagne toast of the bridesmaids. We did a couple pictures, and she was like, I think I'm just going to go throw up again before I put my wedding dress on. All right, great.
All right, great.
Oh, wow.
So then she gets into her dress. Things are going good. They did their first look, and then she said, I think I just need to go throw up one more time.
What?
Like,
whoa.
All right. So this continues throughout the day. We go do photos. She's like, I just need to throw up just a little bit more. So then we're ready to get the bride going down the aisle. We, at this point, knew we needed to have a trash can hiding up behind the altar just in case she needed it. She goes into the bathroom and throws up like crazy. The guests have no idea what's going on. And then we get her down the aisle. And it just continued a little bit here and there throughout the day.
Wow.
She just thought it was nerves. She, you know, puked and rallied constantly throughout the whole day. And at the end of the night, everything's good. She hugs me goodbye. We all leave. We're like, I can't believe that happened all day. Well, a few days later, right. on their honeymoon, mm-hmm. the groom starts throwing up, and the entire wedding party that was in the wedding helping her.
Wow, I thought this was
a pregnancy too.
Food poisoning.
Stomach flu. She just got everyone sick. Everyone just assumed it was her nervous stomach. It was very much not, and I somehow escaped it. So
not together.
That's like the worst.
They're
thing
allergic
that can happen.
From. They're allergic to each other. They're not together.
I think they're definitely together.
I think they're together.
She pushed through this entire wedding, you know, because she really wants to marry this guy.
I think the dude probably divorced
her
at the honeymoon.
A lot of adversity.
Yeah.
She gave him the stomach bug. He's like, I'm out. Here's the divorce papers.
Yeah, I'm with Brett. I'm saying they're not together anymore. I think that's the worst, like, juju you can bring to a marriage.
Consensus, what has happened? What's happened, Amy? Are they together or not?
They are together.
Yeah!
That girl puked and rallied all day long, kept a good attitude. She is a champ. She deserves it all. She was great.
Wow.
Great attitude in spite of puking all day. She wins.
All right, you got one more for us? Give us one more.
All right, I had one where beautiful day. This was an outdoor wedding. They had a beautiful tent set up. Wedding planners had been setting up all day. Everything looked beautiful. We got a couple pictures of the setup before going off to do some photos. And this was a spring in St. Louis wedding. So that meant that storms were always possible. Mm. And we did have a severe thunderstorm alert. They continued on. Everything was looking good. But then all of a sudden, a tornado was headed right toward the wedding.
So luckily, it was not a direct hit, but the damage was done, and the entire tent flooded. The band, it was a $10,000 band, got paid to come out and set up. Their equipment got destroyed, but they did not play a single song. The toast had happened in the basement of the parents' house. It was just rough. And then, on their honeymoon, I'm not even kidding you, a hurricane hit, and they had to come home early from their honeymoon.
I mean, how many, like,
that's
Do you know the story where, like, someone's, like, in the water and, like, he's drowning, and they send a boat, and someone shows up with a boat, and then he's like, nah, God's gonna save me. And then another person rolls up with a boat and says, like, God's gonna save me, I don't need your boat. And then, like, the dude dies, and God, he's like, God, what happened? He's like, I sent you a boat, you idiot. This is God saying,
don't get married.
No!
I sent you a tornado!
Yeah.
That didn't work. I sent you a hurricane! That didn't work. This is, no, they're not together.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Not together.
Not together.
Love sustains all. I'm saying they're together.
Okay.
I'm going to say it rained on their wedding day. That's sometimes good
They've
luck.
They've been through trauma together.
Yeah,
I think they made it.
I think they made it.
Amy, did they make it?
They made it. They
had
a bunch of kids.
Wow.
It's not too late. You still can get out. Those are great stories, Amy. Thank you so much. That was awesome. We appreciate it. Still commercial free all hour long. Is the 5-second rule legit or not? I'll tell you what science says right after Morgan Wallen on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock and we're going to scroll through the internet because that's how much time we got. 2 minutes in our life just to feel like I understand what's happening in the world. 5-second rule, is it legit or not?
I don't think so.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
A microbiologist said kind of. So here's the thing it.
Ah. See, so this is why I don't believe science.
They put a petri dish like on the ground, and instantly, 0 seconds to 1 second, bacteria starts to build up. And there's really no difference between 0 and 20 seconds. But after 20 seconds, it really starts to build up. So instantly, bacteria is going to be on your food if you pick it up. But you got more than 5 seconds. It's really more of a 20-second rule.
Okay.
So it's kind of...
You get a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, How much bacteria are you okay with? What is the most polite way to say F you to someone?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep it moving.
You don't want to know those?
No.
Oh, man, those were fun. Whatever, Hannah sucks.
Is it keep it moving?
I'll get lit up on the text line for that.
I got it. Bless your heart, Hannah.
Bless your heart.
I'll pray for you. Being frugal is no longer tacky.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice anymore.
That's true. 61% of Americans say people used to be considered tacky when they were frugal. Now they just say, you're just living your life.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah. Young women on social media are reviving the man repeller outfit trend.
What is that?
So this is basically an outfit that is considered traditionally attractive to guys. They wore, like, the guys that normally think these outfits are attractive, they're avoiding wearing them so guys do not think they're attractive.
Oh.
To scare them off.
All right.
So they wear, like, baggy clothes, long skirts, they big bulky glasses. They want to make sure guys do not think, oh, that looks cute. If a guy says, oh, your outfit looks cute, they're like, cool, never wearing this again. Because guys are usually disgusting and make it... everything bad.
They can't even know what to say.
They can't even dress cute anymore because you guys have ruined it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Thanks for rolling with us commercial free and hanging out with us every morning on the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you being part of the family here. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So Time Magazine released their top 100 influential list, and some of the people on there are interesting to say the least. I'll share that list with you at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
So I got a little kick when I was reading the Time Magazine top 100 influential people list that they just released. They do this thing every year, and they have like a ton of different categories for people and where they drive influence or whatever, but I was a little surprised at some of them. Like, right out the gate, I saw that Blake Lively won for Titan, or she was like nominated under the category for Titan, which I think is interesting because this whole year she's been in the trenches of the It Ends With Us battle and like has gotten so much hate and everything. So I was a little surprised she got like placed under such like a prestigious, strong category or nominated at all.
Well, keep in mind, Time always says influential means sometimes positive or negative. They always do say like it's the power that you have.
It's the influence.
Influence you have. And so one of the reasons that she's having such an issue with Justin Baldoni, she had a lot of influence on that movie.
True.
But I do think that's weird to, like, I feel like you just stay away from that because they're going through such a gross legal battle that, like, who knows what type of power they're waving. And I feel like if Time is going to put Blake on it, do you think you almost need to put Justin Baldoni on it? It just seems weird. It does feel like
also,
they're picking
like,
a side.
Blake isn't really like coming out speaking over this matter. So
like, oh, trailblazing. Like, yeah, you don't feel like she's like in the middle of a legal battle,
like she's
not really
just
trailblazing.
Silent, dealing with her lawyer. So I don't really understand that one.
I agree with that.
But one that I do understand and think was really well deserved was our hometown girly, Nikki Glaser, was listed for Innovator, which I think is perfect for her.
Yeah.
Okay, when you think of the 100 most influential people in the world, country, you know, like right now, Nikki Glaser's one of the top 100. That is crazy.
That's impressive.
Like to think about, like, wow, what a story.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like she's really like paved the way for a ton of women, and especially like being an award show host. Like they have her back so quickly because she did so damn well. Like, I mean, she understood the assignment.
I don't know what it feels like to be like Nikki, obviously, but I feel like this is bigger than hosting the Golden Globes. Like, this is them saying you are one of the most 100 most important people in the entertainment industry. Other people on there, like the Netflix CEO, like they're business people. Mark Zuckerberg, Bezos, Trump, all on this list. These are people that are making this list. And then you have Nikki Glaser. Like, I feel like this is bigger than someone asking another comedian to host the Golden Globes. This is you saying you're one of the most 100 most important people in the world right now. Wow. Like, I mean, that's crazy.
That's awesome. And we bred her here in St. Louis. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Megamind question of the day. What is the number one restaurant in the United States? Since 2018, it's always been the same restaurant.
Ooh.
There is a new restaurant that just took the top spot.
Ooh.
What do you think is the number one restaurant in America?
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A is your guess, okay?
I thought Chick-fil-A was the number one, but I think it's
been
overtaken.
Oh, maybe they were, damn it.
Gosh, but I don't know who would overtake them. So I'm just going to throw it out. Taco Bell.
You guys are going fast food? Restaurant, guys. Get out of the fast food head. I'll give you that hint.
Well, if it was fast food, I'd say Lion's Choice, but that's, you know, just the same. Right, yeah. I'm going to go with, what's the deal? Chili's. I think Chili's made a rise back with the...
Why are you looking at AB for that? Yeah. You guys been to the Chili's together?
We go all the time. they just had the little cheese stick thing, right?
The dipper?
They did do something.
Triple dipper?
Mm. I don't know, but Chili's did finish three.
Okay. Oh! So it was a good guess.
Everyone laughed at him, but yeah, he had the number three restaurant. He was in the top three. He didn't get the number one.
Okay, well, I was obviously going to say McDonald's, but if it's not fast food.
It's not. I'll let you know that.
Red Robin?
Red Robin's a good guess.
The one by my apartment is always packed.
Packed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can never get in there.
No one got it. Okay, according to a new survey, this is the number one restaurant, don't think fast food, number one restaurant in the United States. So it has to be a chain. A new restaurant just took the number one spot. I'll tell you what it is at 8:48.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. This is the number one restaurant, not fast food place, but number one restaurant in America. And some guesses in the text line.
Oh my gosh, I'm just hungry after reading all this. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete texted in and said Olive Garden.
That's what Alex said immediately when we got off the air. Aunt Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy, you were close. Since 2018, Olive Garden did have the number one spot. But a new champ is in town, so they are no longer. They've been dethroned.
Okay, Jorge and Bobo both texted in and said, My favorite, Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
Oh, no way.
Beat them out?
Number one, Texas Roadhouse just overtook Olive Garden as the number one restaurant in America. Texas Roadhouse, number one. Olive Garden, two. Chili's, three. Applebee's, four.
I was going to say we had a lot of people texting saying Applebee's.
Yeah. I haven't had a Texas Roadhouse in forever, but now I kind of want those rolls and I want Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Mega Minds.
All right, see if you can figure out what these four words have in common. I will play a new game with you guys here on the Brett Maga Show. I'll give you four words, and then you tell me what category they fall in. What do they have all in common? All of these four words might sound like they have nothing in common, but they actually all fall under a specific category.
Okay.
All right, let's see how you guys do. You guys can play along in your car with us. In honor of Easter, let's start with eggs, the word eggs. Money, cheating, love. What do eggs, money, cheating, love all fall in what category? Reminder, I put it in for Easter.
Eggs, money, cheating, love?
Eggs, money, cheating, love.
You guys can play together as a team.
A naughty Easter bunny? I don't know.
Eggs.
I was going to say an Easter egg hunt.
Easter egg hunt?
Yeah,
so what about Easter egg hunt? You're close. AB's on to something there as you work with the team. What do you do for an Easter egg?
What do you do?
What do you do
Easter
for
egg
Easter
hunt?
Yeah, what do you do for an Easter egg hunt?
Don't you hide them?
Okay, so would you hide eggs? Would you hide money? Hide cheating?
Things you hide.
Things you hide.
Okay, I see.
Oh,
I get it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
all right. I got it. I got it.
That just
right on our fingertips.
Here.
Hide eggs.
All right, let's do another one. Wheelbarrow, car, iron, hat.
These are all pieces in Monopoly.
Kevin didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
Wow, Kevin, impressive. Chunky, crunch, Mars, mounds.
Those are all candy
cookies.
Bars.
Yeah,
candy
bars.
Yeah. Kino was probably just missing it, but yes, candy bars. Kevin didn't even.
See, as soon as I knew how this game was working, now I got it.
All right, salt, ice, vanilla, post.
Things you need to make ice cream.
No, not bad, though. But
are they Oreo flavors?
Wrappers?
Yes, Hannah!
Okay.
Oh, salt
Rappers.
And pepper, vanilla
okay, wow,
ice.
Yeah.
Nice
Post.
Job.
Wow, Hannah, good work.
Post
nice
alone.
Job.
Wow.
The game that was like the smartest thing I've ever done in my life.
That was a really good guess, yeah.
All right, last one I think is the hardest, guys, so good luck on this one. Crowd, engine, Katy Perry, lion.
Roar? Zoo?
Yes, things that roar.
No. Hey. Wow.
Oh,
nice.
Hannah
come
really
from
good.
Hannah
and
Kevin
yeah.
were really good at this game. Hannah's like so proud of herself.
I know.
Hannah's Yay. On fire, guys. If you want to play Hannah's Homeschool against Hannah, who's on fire right now,
yeah,
we'll give you
luck.
A chance, right? Hannah's Homeschool is next, and you have a chance to play. 314-531-9898 if you want to play Hannah's Homeschool. Man, Hannah, good job.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.